Reading people as carefully as you read the animal. One of the most important shifts in pet-assisted chaplaincy happens when you realize that it is not enough to read the animal well. You also have to read people well. A lot of beginning handlers become very attentive to the animal. They watch for stress, excitement, fatigue, sound sensitivity, and recovery. That is good. But sometimes they become much less observant about the human being standing or sitting right in front of them. And in ministry, that is a serious weakness. Pet-assisted chaplaincy works partly because an animal can lower defenses. People may smile sooner. They may speak more freely. They may soften emotionally. They may begin telling stories. They may reach for contact. They may show more of themselves than they would in an ordinary conversation. That can be a gift. But it also means the chaplain must pay attention to what kind of openness is actually happening. Is this person simply enjoying the animal? Are they lonely? Are they grieving? Are they becoming attached too quickly? Are they anxious, awkward, or overstimulated? Are they comfortable or only trying to be polite? These are people reading questions, and they matter just as much as reading the leash, the body posture, or the noise level in the room. Some people light up around an animal because they are genuinely comforted. Some light up because they are starved for contact of any kind. Some begin talking because the animal reminds them of someone they lost. Some become overly intense very quickly because the presence of the animal makes them feel safe faster than they actually are. A pet-assisted chaplain has to notice the difference. That means you cannot just celebrate openness. You have to interpret openness. You have to ask, what is this openness connected to? And that takes calm discernment. It also means you should not assume every warm response is a healthy one. A person may begin oversharing. A person may start clinging. A person may begin treating the animal as if it belongs to them. A person may immediately act as if you have a much deeper relationship than you actually do. Those responses are not reasons to become cold, but they are reasons to become wise. Reading people well means noticing pace. Are they moving too fast emotionally? Are they withdrawing even while smiling? Are they talking only about the animal because that feels safe while deeper pain is sitting just underneath? Are they asking for contact or feeling pressured into it? In chaplaincy, you are not just watching for whether the visit feels pleasant. You are watching for what the person may need, what they may be communicating indirectly, and what kind of care is appropriate now. Sometimes the best next step is to ask a gentle follow-up question. Sometimes it is to slow things down. Sometimes it is to keep the interaction light. Sometimes it is to protect boundaries. Sometimes it is simply to listen without trying to deepen the moment. That is why topic 5 matters so much. Pet-assisted chaplaincy is not just animal smart ministry. It is people smart ministry. The stronger chaplain is not the one who only knows how to handle a calm dog. The stronger chaplain is the one who can notice when a smiling person is actually lonely, when a talkative person is actually grieving, and when a warm moment needs guidance rather than more emotional intensity. So remember this. Read the animal carefully. But read the person just as carefully. Because the animal may help open the door, but it is the person you are there to serve.